Riot Control. Riot Control on Radio U.
I want to play a game.
So I've been playing ARMS for the Nintendo Switch. They sent us a code for that. And I will tell you, if you would like to see me playing it, right now at riot.radiou.com.
It's neat to be able to see the gameplay if you've not, you know, yet had a chance.
So you can watch me playing ARMS. ARMS is a third-person fighting game. Think boxing, but not boxing, like future boxing. You pick from a bunch of different characters, and they have really long arms. And the concept is kind of simple. Again, you pick from, was it 10 characters? I didn't actually count. And what you do is you hit a button to punch with your left arm, a button to punch with your right arm. You can block, and you can jump, and then you can, like, leap to the side.
Seemed like a lighter, not like a Mortal Kombat, but just with the fighting, lighter.
It is that kind of fighting game, but it is very lighthearted and fun.
Yeah.
Now, what I can't seem to figure out is, you know, is it simple or are the controls simple and then they lead to something far more complex? Honestly, with my time with ARMS, I'm still not entirely sure, but again, you can watch me. Now, one of the big hooks for ARMS on the Nintendo Switch has been, hey, you can play with motion controls. So move your left arm forward and your character punches with their left arm. Move your right arm forward and they punch with their right arm. And then, like, I've seen lots of videos of people doing that and they're like, yeah, I'm having fun!
But does it really work?
Dude, I thought the motion controls were hard. I think part of it comes down to, with motion controls, you have a tendency to, like, if you do something wrong and you freak out, like you throw your arm up or something, well, that's a move.
And it'll either help or hurt you.
It does something, and you're like, oh, I didn't need to do that.
That's funny.
And so, the punching thing was cool, but, like, moving left and right and blocking and doing the charge shots and stuff, I thought that it was very hard to get my brain to get the motion controls. I didn't feel like it was a technical hurdle so much as it was, I don't really play games that way, and you could really tell. And if you watch the video, you can see about 20 minutes in, I just switch over to a regular controller, and all of a sudden I start winning. And so I thought it was just way, way easier to use with a standard controller. I think the best thing that ARMS has going for it is fun, it is simple, and it looks amazing. Like, it looks so good. The characters look very cool. It's got a really high frame rate, so it's buttery smooth, and it's very bright and colorful and fun. And in that way, it kind of reminds me of Splatoon. It's just that really bright, colorful aesthetic that I think makes the game very attractive to look at and adds to the fun factor. Lots of interesting characters. They do play differently. And each character in ARMS on the Nintendo Switch has got three different options for ARMS. So, like, you start out with, I was playing with the girl, and she's got a punch. You can get some kind of a ribbon-like arm, and then some kind of a, I don't know, it shoots something out. Like, there are three different options.
Like a cannon?
Yeah, and as you play, you can actually unlock. It's not so much that you, as you win matches, you get money. You take that money into a mini game where you could potentially win new ARMS that you could use as you are punching and hitting stuff. So, in general, like, I liked it. I don't feel like it's very deep. I wish it had a story mode. Like, I played all the way through the Grand Prix mode, and before each match and after each match, you get little bits of character from an announcer.
But that's about it?
Yeah. Like, some of those characters I thought were really cool, and I was like, you know what? You should tell the story of the mummy. So I started adding my own story about how he was angry about the movie that came out.
Oh, and so he's fighting now.
He's fighting now because he's low on money and he had to get out there and make some money.
That's not from Nintendo.
I don't think that's the story that they were looking for. So, hey, if you want to check out the video or you want to see some more about ARMS, you can find it on our YouTube channel, Radio U Riot, or you can go to riot.radiou.com.
There you can also catch up on more for Obadiah Plays, which is on Twitch as well. So anytime he goes and plays,
yes,
you can watch him and see what he's doing.
It's there.